Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Cryptids. My name is Will and I'm your host. This is the third episode and the first to feature a guest. Tonight, we will be hearing and discussing an experience involving shadow creatures. These shadow creatures, or shadow people, are not much more than a shadowy figure in a human-esque form. They do not seem to have any facial features or any other distinctive characteristics, and many of the encounters come with a feeling of menace and evil. There have been reports of being physically attacked by shadow people, while other accounts can be attributed to sleep paralysis. Please welcome our guest, and I will let her introduce herself.
Hi, my name is Aubrey. I'm from the small town just north of Houston, and I don't know how to say after that. Is that a good introduction?
That's fine. Well, we're here today to hear a story about shadow creatures, and our guest today has a quite a bit of a frightening story that I found very interesting. Without further ado, here is the story.
So this happened around 2013 or 2012, around there. At the time, my parents were going through their divorce. Just to put it into perspective, it was very, very bad at my house at that time period. My parents were fighting so much that my older brother at one point had to step in. He physically removed my dad from the house and told him not to come back. That's just kind of give you a feel of how it was at my house. Well, anyway, during this time, I woke up in the middle of the night and I saw this thing just kind of hovering above me. It was like a shadowy, smoky type thing. I'm not entirely sure what it was. I think that might have been a shadow person. So I couldn't move. I couldn't do anything, which made me think it was sleep paralysis at first, and I thought it would just go away. But then I felt the pressure on my chest, and it kept pushing down on me. I felt like I couldn't breathe, and then finally it just disappeared. The next morning, I found a bruise on my chest, sort of like a handprint, but it was only like 3 fingers.
Oh wow!
Really weird. So, but that made me think it wasn't sleep paralysis. I saw it a second time, a week or so later, but this time it was over my younger sister. At the time, we shared a large bed, because a household with too many children is the issue. So we shared our bed at the time. So when I woke up and I saw it over my sister, my first instinct was to try to kick her awake. But I couldn't move again. But I realized I could speak, so I called out for her and tried to wake her up. And the thing turned and looked at me. It didn't have any physical features, but I could still, like, see its head turning and looking at me. Again, it stared at me for a couple of seconds, and it just disappeared. And I did wake my sister up. She doesn't remember me waking her up, but I did wake her up, and I did talk to her, ask her if she was okay. Other than that, she was fine. Now, the last time I saw it was probably the scariest experience I ever had in my life. It was in the middle of summer. I had stayed up all night, probably watching an anime or something, I don't remember. But I was up on the computer, and then I remembered I had to wash my clothes. So, like, in the middle of the night, I went outside because our washer and dryer were outside, and I put my clothes in the washer, and I was washing them when I would try to come back inside to go back on the computer and finish my anime or whatever I was doing. There was the same shadow creature standing in the window of my parents' bedroom. Now, this wouldn't have been a big issue if my parents' bed was not pushed up against the window that I saw it at. Like, between the bed frame, the headboard itself, and the wall was probably less than a centimeter of space, and the indention of the window itself, the windowsill, was only a couple inches wide.
So when you say it was standing between the bed and the window?
Yes. It was standing between the bed and the window, like in front of the curtains. Like, so the curtains are directly behind the bed, and then it's the window. It was standing between the curtains and the window, so it was behind the bed. It's hard to explain. It was really, really weird, but I saw it. Full body just standing there.
So it was standing somewhere where there should not have been space for something to be standing.
Yes.
Wow, that's really creepy.
And It was standing there, and I saw it looking at me. Again, I couldn't, there's no facial features, but I could feel that it's looking at me. This is probably the most unsettling thing about it, but I was about to go back inside, just, like, pretend I didn't see it, but my dog, he was an American Mastiff, very, very big dog. He refused to go past the back porch. Wow. He would not go anywhere. He stood in my way. Every time I tried to go around, he would get in my way, and he would just growl at that window. He wouldn't let me forward, and his, like, every muscle in this dog's body was tensed up, and I was just like, all right, I'm gonna go back outside. I stayed outside the whole night. I just kind of chilled with my dog until the morning, which was fun. I probably went outside around 4 or 5 in the morning anyway. This was happening.
So you didn't go back in the house, so basically there was sunlight.
Yeah, until there was sunlight, and I did not go back inside the house.
Wow.
And my dog wouldn't let me anyway, so it's fine. But, that's what happened to me. That's what I saw. I actually didn't tell anyone about this until about 2017, 2018, somewhere around there. And I was watching Ghost Adventures with my mom, and I asked her if she believed in something like that, because the episode was about, like, shadow people, and she was laughing at it, so I asked her how she felt about it, and she essentially told me, well, it happened to me, but the show is BS. So I asked her about what happened, and she told me the story of essentially what I experienced with my sister, but it was her and my dad. What she said was the first time she woke up, it was over my dad, and she tried to wake him up, and he wouldn't wake up. She couldn't move, and she couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
She did actually say that it turned into a look of her, too, which was also, the same thing that I experienced almost verbatim. The only difference is she didn't get any weird bruises.
And this was around the same time period?
Yeah. Because, my parents were fighting around 2011. My dad didn't move out until 2013, so it was that 2-year time period from 2011 to 2013 that things got bad, but, like, things didn't get really bad until around halfway through 2012. Hmm. That was whenever I first experienced, I believe, was when I was, right around 12 or 13.
Wow. And you haven't seen anything like that recently?
Mm-mm, no.
Wow, that's very unsettling. Very frightening.
Yeah. I think the only reason I was okay during that time period is because I did have my older siblings and my mom to rely on. And I also did have my dog, my American Mastiff.
Yeah.
He didn't let me back in the house, which was also really weird.
And I'm assuming that's not happened before.
No, this dog is a very, very big dog. He's not scared of anything. Except for thunder, but he was aggressive. He was growling. It was like he was trying to protect me from a threat. So it was very weird.
Yeah. All right. That's a great story. I'm sure it wasn't great at the time.
No.
I'm sure it was very frightening. Let me ask you. What do you think these shadow people or these shadow creatures? What do you think they are?
I'm not sure. My dad thinks that they're a type of demon. I think that they're like an amalgamation of just negative thoughts and energy and just everything bad just compressed into a being that shouldn't be there. Because this only happened whenever in the time period that my family was going through so much emotional turmoil, that whenever a stranger walked into the house, like my friends that would like essentially come over with me all the time, one of them actually told me that she didn't want to be in my house because she felt so uncomfortable in being in my house at the time period. And she had been at my house ever since she was like 5, and this was like 7 years later. She told me, I don't want to be in your house right now. So I think it was just all that negative energy and bad feelings just slowly condensed itself and gave itself a life, I guess. I don't know. That's just my theory.
Yeah, that makes sense. I've heard of stuff like that happening where basically fear and unhappiness kind of manifest itself physically into, you know, whatever you're afraid of or something to make you afraid. And you said your sister doesn't remember any of these encounters?
No, she was only around 7 or 8 at the time, so okay. she wouldn't really remember anything.
You know, why do you think that this shadow creature came out to you, well, and to your mother? Why do you think that this event happened to you?
I'm not sure. Because as far as I know, no one else in my house saw it. And I have a pretty big household. I have 4 siblings, and then at the time, with my 2 parents. And more often than not, because there's so many kids, we would often have friends over. So there was always at least 7 people in my house at the time. So it was just... No, as far as I know, no one else in my house saw it except for me and my mom. I'm not sure why we were the only ones that saw it. The only thing I can think of is maybe we're just more sensitive toward things like that.
Yeah, that could be.
But I had never seen anything before this time period nor after, so I'm not really sure.
And you said that when you saw it, that it disappeared. Can you explain how how did it disappear? Was it just gone? Did it fade out? You know, how exactly did that happen?
I don't really remember since that happened so long ago. But I think, well, the last time I saw it, I didn't watch it long enough for it to disappear. I think I walked further backwards into the backyard and I sat on a swing set. I sat on a swing and I waited for my dog to stop freaking out. And I waited for the sun to rise. So I didn't see it disappear. I saw it there and it was looking at me and I just kind of, I left. I didn't want to be anywhere near the house. But the first 2 times, as far as I can remember, I was staring at it, and then when finally I could blink, I opened my eyes and it was gone. So it was just kind of there and then not.
Yeah, more of an instant, from 1 second to the next, it's gone.
Yeah. And I've had sleep paralysis before, and usually whenever I see something in sleep paralysis, like, I can blink a few times and it just slowly fades away. Because sleep paralysis is a hallucination. It's your eyes are still dreaming, but your brain is not.
Yeah.
You're backwards. Sorry, I got that backwards.
Yeah,
brain is still dreaming, but your eyes aren't.
Yeah, happened to me one time, and it was I had never been heard of sleep paralysis, and that happened to me one time, and I didn't know what was going on. Yeah, it's very scary.
It is very scary, but sleep paralysis can't hurt you since it's just a hallucination.
Yeah.
Since you're still half asleep. But this, it was staring at me, and then when I could finally blink, I opened my eyes, it was just gone. Like, it just wasn't there anymore.
And
so,
what did you feel, you know, did it give off any type of energy, any type of feelings? How did it make you feel?
Terrified. I was just scared. It was just fear. But again, the last time I saw it, I was fully awake. I had been up all night. I stayed awake. And you might think that maybe I was just hallucinating because I was tired, but I probably woken up around 11 or 12 because I had slept all day. And this happened around like 3 or 4 in the morning that I went outside to do my laundry because no one else was awake. I was not doing my laundry. Yeah. So,
how long had you been living in that house when this started?
My parents bought this house before my oldest brother was born, so since I was born.
Yeah, so your whole life, that had been the only place that you lived?
Yeah.
And nothing before, you hadn't heard any stories, anything before this happening? That's very interesting. Very scary and creepy.
Yeah, I completely agree. It wasn't a fun experience.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's definitely something to look back on, though.
Well, it makes for a good story.
It does.
Yeah, and I hope it does not start up again. But if it does, you know, more than glad to have you on again.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. With that, do you have anything else to add about the story or anything else?
No, not really. I mean, it's pretty cut and dry, straightforward.
Yeah.
That's just what I remember of it. Again, this happened so long ago, but I was old enough to like remember it, and it left a pretty deep impression in my memory.
Yeah, I can imagine. So being said, going back to, you said that it left a bruise on you that only had three fingers.
Yeah.
What's your thought on that? I mean, what kind of a being that only has three fingers?
I don't know. That was the weirdest thing to me, because like I could see the bruise because I'm so pale, like I'm very easily bruised. But before I touched it, it didn't even hurt. Like I could see the, like it was like it was trying to like push me down, but I don't know. I couldn't feel the bruise. I remember whenever I woke up the next morning, and I was getting ready for school, I looked in the mirror and I was like, what is that on my shoulder? Because like it was like partially on my shoulder and mostly on my chest.
Yeah.
But like I looked at it and it looked like someone's hand was there, but only three of their fingers left an imprint.
Wow, that's gotta make it extra creepy.
Yeah, but it didn't hurt. Like I could just see the purplish, but it didn't hurt.
Huh. That's very interesting. That's like I don't even know how to explain that. There's no sense to make of that.
Not at all.
Okay, so that is Aubrey's story. Quite chilling and quite interesting and scary. I hope everyone enjoyed it, and stay tuned for next week's episode.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for letting me share, really.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you for sharing with us. It's a very interesting story, and I hope it helps you kind of understand, not that we discuss the understanding of it, but I guess talking about it might put it to rest, I hope.
I hope so as well.
Okay, all right. Again, thank you for coming on the show, and I appreciate your story. It was a very chilling story.
It's my pleasure.
So that is Aubrey's story about her experience with a shadow creature. I hope it provided a little spookiness to your evening. Once again, Aubrey, thank you very much for sharing. And like always, if you are interested in sharing your story about cryptids, the paranormal, or the supernatural, or if you have any comments, please send us an email at texascryptids@gmail.com. Have a good night.